Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the eighth chapter of Maseches Brachos. We have been discussing the differences of opinion between the schools of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to various laws pertaining to the meals. And today we are continuing this line of conversation with Mishnayos Hey and Vav, 5 and 6. Mishnah Hey says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Ner u'mazon u'besamim v'havdala. The order of the blessings is ner, the blessing on the candle, mazon, birkas ha-mazon, or benching, u'besamim, the blessing on spices, v'havdala, the bracha ha-mavdil, which we use to end Shabbos or Yantiv. In this case, it would be Shabbos, as you can see from the fact that there's besamim in the equation. Besamim not being used at the end of Yantiv. Now, of course, the question is, why is there benching in this order of brachas? We'll see that when we get to the Bart Nuro. Ubeis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel say, Ner ubesamim umazon v'havdala. They say the order of the blessings is the candle first, then the spices, then benching, and then havdala. A second discussion, second difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Shammai when it comes to this order of havdala. Beis Shammai Omrim, Shabara Maor Ha'esh. Beis Shammai say that the text of the blessing on the candle is that God created the light of fire. Ubeis Hillel omrim, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Beis Hillel says the text of the blessing is that God creates the lights of the fire. Let us look in the Bart Nuro, and all will become clear. Ner u'mazon, so the order of the blessings according to Beis Shammai is first the candle and then benching. Why do we have benching here? Someone who had a meal Shabbos afternoon, Shalashudas, and it got dark. And he hasn't finished eating yet. So if you're eating a meal, you can continue even after nightfall. And he only has enough wine for one cup. So he has to bench, and cup is used in benching, and he has to say Havdalah, a cup is used in Havdalah. He doesn't have enough wine for both. Beis Shammai say the order of the blessings is the candle, then benching, then the spices, and then Havdalah. Dekulei Alma Havdalah Besof. And everyone agrees that Havdalah comes last. Dafuke Yama Ma'achrinan Le, Kiheche Delo Lahavi Ale Kamasoi. Because we stretch Shabbos out. We let Shabbos go long. We don't want to end Shabbos, so let's end Shabbos quickly. Let's go see what's on TV. We don't want it to appear like a burden. So Havdalah is last to keep Shabbos going. Lo Nechoku Ela Al Haner Vel Habasamim. Really, the only thing they differ on is the order of the candle and the spices. The Beis Shammai omrim, ner umazon, ba'akarchach besamim. Beis Shammai say it's candle, benching, and then spices. Beis Hillel omrim, ner ubesamim, ki hadadi. And Beis Hillel says that the candle and the spices should go together. Tibircho sha'anu yecholim la'asosam, delo mechazi kamasoi, kigo ner ubesamim, makdimin lahu, labirkas hamazon. Because the things that we can say that don't appear like a burden, we should put them together before benching. Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontif on this. Tosfos Yontif says, Ner u'mazon, etc. Haner shemevin v'nehene mimenu miyad. The candle that they bring, he benefits from immediately. Yesh lo lahakdim. Since he gets immediate benefit, as soon as the candle enters the room, he's benefiting from its light, so that should go first. V'yakarchach ha'mazon shekvar achal. After that, he should say benching, because he already ate. So candle comes, you benefit, say the bracha right away. Benching, you already ate, bench right away, because that's a done deal. Beis Hillel svare de yesh lo lahasmich besamim lener. Beis Hillel feel that the spices and the candle, they should go together. Shehu gam kein me'inyan Shabbos shemara hatzar shahayelo b'nefesh yisera shahachala. Because those are both Shabbos related. Our regular Havdalah process every week when we don't have this situation where the meal ran long and we have to bench now normally includes the candle and the spices. And he says why we have the spices. It's because of the pain that we feel when our extra soul that we have on Shabbos departs. Ulakach mariach liyashev nishmaso. And we have the spices to help our soul feel better, to invigorate our spirit after the depression of Shabbos ending. So since those are both normal parts of Havdalah, Beis Hillel feel that they belong together. What's the other difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai on this matter? Beis Shammai omrim shebara ma'or ha'esh. Beis Shammai say the proper blessing on the candle is that God created the light of the fire. Shibara demashma l'sha'avar. The text of Shibara is evidence in the past. It's something God did once upon a time. V'lo bore, and not he creates demashma l'haba, that it's an ongoing process, something God is continuously doing. Ma'or ha'esh, he created the light of the fire. V'lo ma'ore ha'esh, not the lights of the fire. D'chada nehura ika benura, because there's only one flame, there's only one fire going on here. U'beis Hillel omrim bore. Beis Hillel say God creates. Nami mashma l'sha'avar. That includes the past, it includes the future, it's all inclusive. Ma'ore ha'esh, the lights of the fire. Shaharbe gavanim yesh b'shalheves. There are many different colors in a flame. Aduma, Lavana, Viorak Krokes. So there's white fire, there's red fire, there's green fire, there's all different colors of flame, and they're all in a single candle. So, as you know, our text follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Let's continue with Mishnah Vav. Ein mevarchin lo al haner v'lo al habesamim shel nachrim. When we make Havdalah, we cannot say our blessings on fire or spices from non-Jews. V'lo al haner v'lo al habesamim shel mesim. And we cannot say our blessings on fire or spices that were brought from the deceased. V'lo al haner v'lo al habesamim shel lifnei avodah zarah. And we certainly can't say blessings on fire or on spices that were in front of an idol. Ein mevarchin al haner ad sheyoso la'oro. And one should not say the blessing on the candle until he uses its light. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Lo al haner velo al habesamim shel nachrim. We should not say the blessing on spices or fire that came from non-Jews. Ne'er mishum lo shavas. The reason for the candle is it didn't rest. Shahanachri asa malacha la'oro, because the non-Jew used it on Shabbos for his work. B'kai malon, or shalo shavas, ein mavarchin alav. And we've established that we don't say Havdalah on a candle that hasn't rested. Ho'il v'navda bo avera, because one that was used on Shabbos was used impermissibly. U'basamim shalchule, and what about the spices? B'basamim shehem v'maseva shenachrim mesubim ba l'su'udamayri. We're talking about incense, spices that were used at some sort of celebration. And as we say at the end of this Mishnah, you can't use fire or spices that were used in the service of an idol. What's the reason? What's the reason that we don't say a blessing on the spices from non-Jews? Because we can assume that the generic assembly, the gathering of the non-Jews, was in celebration of their idols. Ein mavarchin al besamim shel avodah zarah. And since we can't say the blessing on spices that were before an idol, we would have to assume that the spices from a non-Jewish gathering may have been idolatrous in their use. V'lo al haner shel mesim, not for a candle that was before the dead. V'lo isavid l'ora el l'chvod ba'alma. That light was put there specifically to honor the deceased. So it's not there to be used, it's there just to give honor. V'lo al besamim shel mesim, not on the spices of the deceased. V'lavurei recha avidi. They're there to remove the bad smell. So they should stay where they are and do what they're meant to do, and we should not take them for our Havdalah. V'lo al nero besamim shel lifnei avodah zarah. And we certainly can't say these blessings on fire or spices that were used in the service of an idol. Because such things are forbidden for us to have any benefit from. Finally, one should not say the blessing on the candle, until he uses the light, until he benefits from the light. And he doesn't really have to benefit. It has to be near to him, so that it's close enough that he could benefit if he wanted to. So we have a tendency to look at our fingers. It should be close enough that you could identify some coins. But the reality is you don't actually have to read a book by it. It just has to be close enough for benefit. If the light is at the far end of the room, you can see there's a light there. He can't say the blessing on that. It's not close enough for you to use. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.